Today in our segment on how art works, we'll hear about one of the more utilitarian uses of pictures and made-up stories.
All right, Paul, I want you to take a look at this picture and tell me what's happening.
In the movie Analyze That, Billy Crystal plays a psychologist trying to diagnose Robert De Niro, who's a mob boss.
The picture, I got a picture of a guy, nice, hard-working fella, comes home, sees his wife is in bed with a midget, you know.
In this scene, the shrink is using a real test called the thematic apperception test, or TAT. He shows the patient a sequence of pictures and asks him to tell a story about each one. What happened before, what's going to happen, and what the characters are feeling.
So she's having intercourse
with a midget.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
The TAT is one of the most common psychological tests after the Rorschach with its famous ink blots. There's a project now underway to update the TAT with new images to make it more relevant for today's patients. Lou Okowski found out what psychologists are looking for in a picture.
Barry Ritzler, a clinical psychologist at Long Island University, has spent his career doing research with the TAT.
The pictures are old. They were first drawn and chosen in the late 1930s. Another thing about it is the pictures are gloomy. They're gray-toned. The people in them are not smiling. They're usually in kind of low-keyed sorts of postures and attitudes. And they look often like people who are upset.
A lot of people told sad stories and were diagnosed as depressed. Barry thought those results were skewed. So in 1985, he began to develop a new test with images that weren't as dreary. Barry's first idea was to collect snapshots from amateur photographers by advertising in a local newspaper.
We got probably 1,500 pictures. It was the candid shots that worked the best. We picked out 20. But I never really was satisfied with the photographs. They weren't ambiguous enough. They were too sharp. People tended to too often tell the same story.
He realized that the snapshots needed to be altered to become more suggestive. One of his PhD students, a woman by the name of Anat Ben-Zvi, was also a painter who regularly exhibited her work. A couple of years ago, Barry asked Anat to create images based on the snapshots.
I decided I was just going to do it the way I like to do it, which is to paint it rather than to draw it. And I used oils. You know, I decided to work in the good old-fashioned way that I know how to.
With her oils, Anat smoothed the boundaries between the figures and the background and removed distracting details. Her palette of muted colors and high-contrast light resembles the work of 19th-century painter Thomas Eakins, who coincidentally was one of the first artists to base his paintings on photographs. One of Anat's favorite test images is a group of kids in swimsuits posing for the camera.
This girl, my gosh, she's standing there with, you know, just so much confidence and she just seems so grounded. It's so wonderful. I'm so jealous.
It reminds her of Eakins' painting Swimming, which portrays several figures hanging out at a swimming hole near some woods. Eakins and Anat's painting share the same contrast between the fairness of the bodies and the cool green darkness of the surrounding trees. In another image, a little boy is holding a pine cone. There's an adult hand reaching down, touching the boy's chest. His face is turned upwards, mouth wide open, and eyes closed.
Either people see it as just relatively benign and the little boy is being tickled, or they see something really, you know, gruesome happening here, that there's some kind of abuse going on, sexual abuse, or, mm-hmm. you know, something like the little boy is being violated and that his open mouth is his screaming, not a sign of his mm-hmm. pleasure at being tickling.
It's a good image because it gets a wide range of stories and a really strong reaction, like with one of Anat's patients.
It was just, it was physical. It was, yeah. He suddenly seemed like he was just really overcome with emotion. Like his eyes got widened a little bit. And I mean, it just looked like a person who was about to cry and was feeling a lot and was getting really nervous, but trying to hold it back.
Anat's patient went on to tell a completely average story about a father and son. But she feels she got important information by seeing his reaction to the image. She'll use it to focus their future sessions. Make no mistake, the goal of the TAT is not to make a diagnosis. That's because the TAT is used without norms, which are standard measurements to assess whether a patient is normal or abnormal. Barry started to devise a set of norms for the TAT by showing the paintings to a control group and quantifying their reactions. but that effort might take 50 years of clinical experience. And still, many psychologists see the TAT as no more than a parlor game. It is, after all, just a person's reaction to a collection of pictures.
There are psychologists, very well-trained, responsible psychologists, who don't think personality assessment amounts to much. We think it does.
When someone tells you a story, it reveals something about them. The fact that it's hard for us to study it and to prove it, that's another matter. That's more about science.
For Studio 360, I'm Lou Olkowski.
You can see some paintings from the experimental update of the thematic apperception test at studio360.org.